As a young man, I've always craved for the energy of the elders. People that were older and had wisdom because they had lived life and experienced life and they were ahead of the game. And I found that type of energy through listening through philosophers. And in different periods of my life, I listened to different philosophers. I got attracted or attached to a specific type of philosopher. In my early 20s, it was Jiddu Krishnamurti. And Jiddu, he really, really had me start the journey of looking inside myself. And it's hard work to put that mirror up. And then in my mid-20s, I got attracted to the energy of Alan Watts. And Alan Watts had me just completely separated from the idea of there is a guru other than you and only you. And then now in my 30s, I find myself getting attracted to the energy of Ram Dass. And there was a lecture that I heard today called In the Face of Chaos. In the Face of Chaos. And Ram Dass had this lecture in 1994. And he shared a statistic that I was just put in silence for about 3 minutes where I had to just reflect on it. And I wanted to share that with you guys because it's such a powerful statistic. And now, 28 years later, from 1990, when the statistic ended, or when the study ended, it gives us a great opportunity. So here's Ram Dass in his original lecture, and it's really short, about 30, 45 seconds, and hope you guys enjoy it.
I have a great statistic. This was a study done in high schools, urban high schools, urban junior high schools. It was a study done of teachers in 1940, and the study was repeated in 1990 with a sample of teachers from the same schools. You might have seen this. I think it was in the New York Times. I'm not sure. Teachers list biggest school problems was the headline. The list in 1940 was talking out of turn, chewing gum, making noise, running in the halls, getting out of turn in line, wearing improper clothing, not putting trash in the wastebaskets. The list in 1990, biggest school problems, drug and alcohol abuse, pregnancy, rape, robbery, assault, suicide. That took 50 years.
That took 50 years. In 2018, in our current time, 28 years in it, I can't help but reflect on what the problems in our schools would be today. And to say that list would include school shootings is probably the one that is the most hurtful. Beyond bullying, beyond pollution or trash or inappropriate clothing and waste basket and not being nice, the school shooting one is the one that really is probably the saddest one on the list. I remember being in middle school, and I used to get bullied almost every single day. And my type of bullying wasn't just verbal, it had been physical too. I remember the moments of getting my head pushed into a urinal. I remember the moments of kids making fun of me, throwing stuff at me. But now when I look back at all my bullying experiences, I'm very thankful for it because it's taught me empathy. bullying, being bullied, has taught me empathy. It's taught me compassion. It's taught me the feeling of not ever wanting to do that to someone else, or if I have done it, to sit back and reflect on empathy and my lack of it. What is it that we lack in our society? Because we're lacking something, and it's not even materialistic. It's not on the surface, it's depth, right? So is it the lack of empathy? Are we lacking the teaching our kids, teaching ourselves how to be empathetic, how to be human again? Is it the lack of compassion? Is it the lack of love? Is it the lack of respect? Is it the lack of looking up to the elders for wisdom? And you can't even blame the kids, because the kids are going through enough stuff, right? The kids are getting bullied. The kids are now on social media, being a whole different dimension. So who do you blame? Do you blame the parents? Does that mean ourselves? I can't help but just say the answer is that the individual, including myself, I need to put the mirror up and see, where do I lack compassion? Where do I lack empathy? What am I watching? What am I reading? What am I teaching? Who am I learning from? And if we don't develop those desires of a higher knowledge or a higher wisdom, where will our kids go? What will our kids learn? Who knows what the next 22 years will bring, so that this statistic, looking back 150 years, where will our schools be? What values will our kids have? It's very easy for me to sit here and to even talk about this, considering I don't have kids. But as a human, as a person who's been and experienced different dimensions of bullying or school problems, and just reflecting on this, I can't help but wonder if empathy and the lack of it is one of the problems. So reflect on this statistic. Think about your kids. Think about what you learn. Think about what you teach. Because it matters, and it will matter. And we're only halfway through the journey.